If you are anything like me, you probably picked this book up because you like chocolate. I love chocolate. I love all different kinds of chocolate, and I was interested to learn more about it. In the first few chapters, I learned about where chocolate originated, where it started, how it was produced in its earliest forms, how it traveled around the world, and for a very long time was only available to the very richest people because it was an expensive process, and the cocoa was shipped a very long distance at those times, and it was not very easy to ship. It was also interesting to find out how chocolate gets made. It goes through a very long process of something that is called conching, which I had never heard of before, and that was interesting to see. Chapter 6, I think, was probably the most difficult chapter to read, and if you go to chapter 6, you'll see that there's a QR code that links to a documentary, 45 minutes, about child slavery in the chocolate industry. I have to say that this honestly changed the way I thought about what kind of chocolate I buy. I am planning to only buy fair trade chocolate in the future, and that is chocolate that tries to ensure that no slavery is used in its gathering of the cocoa beans. I think if you watch the documentary, you will be shocked and amazed to learn some things about where chocolate comes from. However, I still love chocolate, and reading this book was very interesting and gave me lots of new information about chocolate, how it's made, and where it comes from. Hope you enjoy it.